VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. Coronavirus numbers worldwide are approaching 2.6 million and 155,000 deaths. There have been nearly 707,000 infections here in the United States, with a death count of 37,000. Both numbers are the highest in the world. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University. China has revised upward its number of COVID-19 deaths to more than 4,600, reflecting a 40% higher total for the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic began. The revision has strengthened suspicions that Beijing has not been forthcoming in its coronavirus reporting. Governments around the world are dealing with how and when to lift their economically painful virus control measures. Global unemployment has been setting unwelcome records. And while there has been an easing of restrictions in some places, including Italy and Germany, which have lost 27,000 lives between them, Britain, which has a death toll above 14,000, has extended its lockdown for at least another 3 weeks. France has tacked 4 weeks onto its shutdown. It has suffered almost 19,000 virus fatalities. Here in the United States, the coronavirus debate has adopted a sometimes ugly political face. Republican President Donald Trump has urged supporters to liberate three states held by Democratic governors. All three, Minnesota, Virginia, and Michigan, are important for Mr. Trump's November reelection chances. The president's words have been embraced by many of his supporters, who have sometimes taken to the streets to demand an end to stay-at-home orders that have thrown 22 million Americans out of work. There have, for instance, been noisy demonstrations against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, an attempt at forcing her to end her tough COVID-19 controls, which include a ban on traveling even from house to house. Whitmer has been a frequent target for Donald Trump. On the president's call to liberate states under lockdown, the governor of Washington State, Democrat Jay Inslee, says, quote, the president is fomenting domestic rebellion and spreading lies. On Mr. Trump's controversial tweet, came on the heels of his assurance this week that the nation's governors would be in charge of how and when to reopen their economies. This is VOA News. Most world governments remain cautious on easing coronavirus controls, even as the economic cost rises. Public health experts in the U.S. and elsewhere warn that relaxing shutdowns must be accompanied by wider testing and the tracing of infected people to prevent a new wave of disease. The United States is struggling to test enough people to track and control the spread of the novel coronavirus. President Trump this week released a plan to ease business restrictions, one that hinges on a two-week downward trend of positive tests. But more than a month after Mr. Trump declared anybody who wants a test can get a test, the reality has been much different. Labs and public officials say critical supply shortages are making it impossible to increase testing at levels experts say is necessary to keep the virus in check. Frustration boiled over into anger Friday during a private call between Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic senators who complained about White House testing plans. According to sources, at one point in the call, Senator Angus King, an independent and the former governor of Maine, told Pence the administration had failed to develop an adequate national testing regime, and that, he said, amounted to a dereliction of duty. King is quoted as saying, I've never been so mad about a phone call in my life. The outburst came as Republicans signaled they are ready to accept Democratic demands for additional federal funding for hospitals as part of an effort to break a stalemate over the Trump administration's $250 billion emergency request for a small business paycheck subsidy program, which has run out of money. South Korea's health minister, Kim Gong-lip, said today that new COVID-19 guidelines could be issued soon, and that officials there are looking at allowing people to engage in certain levels of economic and social activity in the country. As a clearer picture of COVID-19's deadly toll emerges, African Americans are demanding an explanation for why the disease has been especially cruel in its effects on Blacks. There are increasing calls for strategies to blunt the devastation being witnessed in African American and other communities of color. Associated Press figures show that nearly a third of those who have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. so far are African American. The U.S. Navy's top admiral says he'll decide soon the fate of the aircraft carrier captain who was fired after pleading for commanders to move faster to safeguard his coronavirus-infected crew. Admiral Mike Gilday will rule whether Captain Brent Crozier stepped out of line when he went around his chain of command and sent an email pushing for action to stem the outbreak. 660 sailors on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, now docked at Guam, have tested positive for the virus. Seven have been hospitalized. One sailor has died. Once again, our top story, the latest coronavirus numbers worldwide, more than 2.25 million cases and over 154,000 deaths. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.